AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. We are learning more about a deadly shooting at a military site in Chattanooga, Tennessee, including more about the man accused of doing it. AP National Security Correspondent Sagar Magani is live at the Pentagon.
And a U.S. official identifies the gunman as 24-year-old Mohammed Yusuf Abdul Aziz. Authorities say he opened fire at a military recruiting center and a reserve center, killing four U.S. Marines and wounding another.
We are conducting this as an act of domestic terrorism.
U.S. Attorney Bill Killiam, though other officials say they are still looking into a motive. Abdul Aziz was killed after the shooting. The attacks came within minutes of each other at facilities about 7 miles apart. Officials here at the Pentagon say there are no plans immediately to boost security at military installations nationwide. Ed.
That's AP National Security Correspondent Sagar Magani live at the Pentagon. The verdict in the James Holmes trial in Colorado will be read in about an hour. Holmes pleaded not guilty by reason of insanity for the shooting deaths of 12 people at a movie theater near Denver in 2012. President Obama toured the El Reno prison in Oklahoma today. He says the criminal justice system has to improve to tell the difference between hardened criminals and what he said were teenagers doing stupid things.
We've got to be able to distinguish between dangerous individuals who need to be incapacitated and incarcerated versus young people who are in an environment in which they are adapting.
Secretary of State John Kerry met with Saudi Arabia's foreign minister and didn't get an immediate endorsement of the nuclear deal with Iran. Strong earnings reports from Netflix, eBay, and Citigroup kept stocks afloat. Stocks finished higher. The Dow Jones Industrial Average finished down about 70 points. This is AP Radio News. Dustin Johnson has a one-shot lead over six other golfers after round one of the British Open. His secret, navigating the tough course at St. Andrews.
You got to, miss the bunkers for, that's first and foremost. But then coming into the greens, you really got to be precise with where you're landing the ball and what side of the hole you want to land it on. And then, your short game's got to be very good.
Zach Johnson lost a close one at the U.S. Open to Jordan Spieth. Spieth is one shot back after round one in Scotland. A new dinosaur fossil has been unearthed in China. The new species is a close cousin to the predator Velociraptor, and it is the first in the family to have short feathered wings. Scientists say this dinosaur lived 125 million years ago and looks just like a bird, an eagle, or a vulture. It was found in an area in China where the first feathered dinosaurs were found. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.